I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Authorities in Pakistan want to clamp down on unsolicited and rude text messages. They have a list of banned words and ordered telecom companies to filter messages containing them. Fahad Desmukh reports from Karachi.
The list is so bizarre as to be laughable.
Flogging the dolphin. Axing the weasel. Athlete's foot. Backdoor man.
And those are just the words we're allowed to say on air. There are 1,600 English and Urdu words that the Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, or PTA, wants banned from text messages. According to a PTA directive leaked onto the internet, the aim is to clamp down on bulk messages that are, quote, harmful, fraudulent, illegal, or unsolicited. But the list has been criticized for its contents. It is, for the most part, a very comprehensive compilation of curse words, some actually very foul, others bizarre and beyond obscure. The list of Urdu words is crazier than the English one. One of the banned Urdu phrases roughly translates to the sweat of a lizard's pubic hair. No, there's nothing lost in translation here. The phrases sound just as ridiculous in Urdu as they do in English. It's hard to imagine why and how such phrases would ever be used. The English list also bans the use of the word Wu-Tang, as in the clan.
If you look at it from a child's point of view, then I think that maybe there needs to be some moderation of what we're exposing our children to. But overall, I think I would lean towards no.
I don't think we need to be mothered, really. I mean, what else is freedom of expression all about? I think it's really discomforting.
Who uses these in text, especially when you go over the Urdu word?
We just cannot understand where this madness will stop.
Shahzad Ahmed heads Bytes for All, a human rights group that focuses on digital privacy and freedom of expression issues. The group is planning on taking legal action against the move. He worries that Pakistani officials may have an ulterior motive.
Since 2006, when Pakistan first started blocking cyberspace, it used to be in the name of blasphemous content, national security, fighting war on terror. But, I mean, we always found a political reason underneath all these different bans and censorship.
The directive is set to start being enforced on the 21st of November. Texters are already discussing how to get around the ban. For The World, I'm Fahad Desmukh in Karachi, Pakistan.
By the way, today I tweeted a few phrases that would be illegal under the new rules in Pakistan. You can check out my little walk on the wild side at theworld.org.